Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Performance Livestock Analytics can help you work smarter on your cattle operation. Just open the app and you're on your way. You'll develop a knack for saving time, be seen as someone who can see the trends in their data, and convert data to insights quickly. You'll be known for your sixth sense in decision-making, a real smarty pants with numbers, or even just a natural-born cattle manager. That's Performance Livestock Analytics, and there's strength in numbers. Request your free demo at PerformanceLivestockAnalytics.com.
Where are you getting your fertilizer this year? Just about anywhere you look, it's going to cost more. And you may even find it's harder to get when you need it. It sure would be nice to have a better source of crop nutrients. Believe it or not, you do. It's your soil. Source from Sound Agriculture unlocks more of the nutrients already in your fields, so you can add less fertilizer while getting the yield you're counting on. It's such a solid backup plan, you'll probably find yourself wondering why Source wasn't the plan all along. Visit sound.ag to learn more.
Well, while in Kansas City last week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention, I had the opportunity to catch up with American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall to talk about the cost of Thanksgiving dinner this year.
You know, this one's like 20% higher than last year. I think last year was like 14% higher than the year before that. So the food prices are reflecting the troubles we see in inflation, the troubles we see in input cost. Packing and transportation, all the things. We're seeing that reflected in the prices. You know, when you're a farmer, you're concerned about, well, it's high in the grocery store. We don't want people to think we're getting rich, because we're not. It really is still only 8 cents out of every dollar that they spend at the grocery store ends up in back at the farmer's farm to be able to pay for all that stuff to produce it.
Looking ahead to next year, Farm Bureau is thinking about its priorities and the challenges that come along with the new Farm Bill.
It's the year to write the Farm Bill, and there's lots of challenges that come along with it, but I think there's also a bright spot. Coming out of the pandemic, everybody realizes that being able to afford food and have the availability of food is important to every American family. And maybe some of those families that's never thought about that is probably thinking about that now, and it's on the front of their mind. So I think when we go to talk to Congress and the senators, they're going to be more aware of how important Farm Bill is. The challenge is we're going to have over 100 congressmen and senators come to town that have never written a Farm Bill.
Duvall said he's super excited to see Congressman Frank Lucas back to help with that Farm Bill.
Because Mr. Lucas is a true American hero when it comes to agriculture. And we're going to be on the Hill trying to help him build relationships with those new people and make sure they understand that we can be a resource to them, because we have the policy that comes straight from the farm.
Duvall looks forward to AFBF's annual convention coming up January the 6th through the 11th in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He looks forward to visiting with all the delegates and hashing out the most critical issues. Well, the USDA says it's extending the comment period on the proposed rule titled Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act by 45 days. National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomed the extensions while urging USDA to proceed in a deliberate manner. While we appreciate the additional time to submit thorough comments, overall, USDA should slow down on this rulemaking effort. That coming from NCBA Senior Director of Government Affairs, Tanner Beamer. It's a significant undertaking rooted in decades of history, and stockholders must get the chance to thoroughly evaluate the effects of this rule and those the department says are coming soon. You've got farm news on Ron.
You won't want to miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, November 29th through December 1st. The free-to-attend show is everything. Hundreds of exhibitors showcasing large farming equipment, UTVs, seed irrigation, ag services, even holiday shopping experiences. Visit the show to earn CEU credits, catch market outlooks, or attend the new Cotton Conference. So much to do at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier show for High Plains Ag. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.